DeepEnglish.com.
Homesickness on Earth and Beyond, Active Speaking, Part B. Certainly, people have suffered serious homesickness over much smaller distances. Have people suffered serious homesickness over much smaller distances? Yes, certainly. People have suffered serious homesickness over much smaller distances. The idea of being sick from missing home has been around since the ancient Greeks. How long has this idea of homesickness been around? This idea has been around since the ancient Greeks. Starting in the 17th century, homesickness became thought of as a medical condition. When did the idea of homesickness as a medical condition start? The idea of homesickness as a medical condition started in the 17th century. A group of Swiss soldiers away from home suffered from heart problems, sleep problems, and dementia. Where were the soldiers from? The soldiers were from Switzerland. What kind of problems did they have? They suffered from heart problems, sleep problems, and dementia. A Swiss physician named this medical condition nostalgia. What did the Swiss physician call this condition? He called this condition nostalgia. Today, the word nostalgia means a longing for the past, but in the 17th century and continuing into the 19th century, it meant homesickness. Today, the word nostalgia means homesickness, right? No. Today, the word nostalgia doesn't mean homesickness. It means a longing for the past. And homesickness wasn't just missing home. It was a medical condition. Did homesickness just mean missing home in the 17th century? No. Homesickness didn't just mean missing home in the 17th century. It was a medical condition. According to Susan Matt, the author of Homesickness, An American History, it could cause a shortness of breath, palpitations of the heart, dysentery, fever, and problems with the lungs. And people believed homesickness could even kill you. Who wrote the book Homesickness, An American History? Susan Matt wrote the book Homesickness, An American History. Did people believe homesickness could give you problems with the lungs? Yes, people believe that homesickness could give you problems with the lungs. Did they also believe it could kill you? Yes, they also believed it could kill you. Doctors during the U.S. Civil War diagnosed 5,000 soldiers as suffering from homesickness. How many soldiers were diagnosed with homesickness during the Civil War? 5,000 soldiers were diagnosed with homesickness during the Civil War, and 74 soldiers were reported to have died from it. How many soldiers were reported to have died from homesickness during the Civil War? 74 soldiers were reported to have died from homesickness during the Civil War. Do you believe they really died from homesickness? In those days, they believed that the only cure for homesickness was to return home. So, for many soldiers, a doctor's diagnosis of homesickness was a golden ticket home and off the battlefield. What was a golden ticket home and off the battlefield? A doctor's diagnosis of homesickness was a golden ticket home and off the battlefield. Today, we don't talk about homesickness as a medical condition. Do we still talk about homesickness as a medical condition? No, we don't still talk about homesickness as a medical condition. We now think of homesickness as a minor thing that makes us a little sad. Do we think of homesickness as a major thing or a minor thing? We think of homesickness as a minor thing. For people who aren't able to easily return home, a little taste of home usually makes them feel better. What usually makes homesick people feel better? A little taste of home usually makes homesick people feel better. A favorite food, some television or music, or connecting with old friends and family online are common cures for homesickness. What are common cures for homesickness? A favorite food, some television or music, or connecting with old friends and family online are common cures for homesickness. Few homesick people would imagine that their ex-wife or ex-husband could be the cure for homesickness. But in the strange story of Shin Sang-ok and Choi Yun-hee, that was exactly the case. Were Shin and Choi ex-husband and ex-wife? Yes, Shin and Choi were ex-husband and ex-wife. Choi was one of the most famous movie stars in South Korea in the 1950s and 60s. Was Choi a famous movie director? No, Choi wasn't a famous movie director. She was a famous movie star. Her ex-husband Shin was an equally famous movie producer and director, with 170 movies to his name. What did Shin do? Shin was a famous movie producer and director. How many movies did he have to his name? He had 170 movies to his name. He was called the Prince of Korean Cinema, and has been compared to Steven Spielberg. What was he called? He was called the Prince of Korean Cinema. And who has he been compared to? He has been compared to Steven Spielberg. Do you know Steven Spielberg?